It was a year ago this month that film director Barry Levinson, who did Diner, Good Morning Vietnam, Rain Man, and Avalon, presented the TV series Homicide, Life on the Street. This cop show got terrific reviews from critics, who hailed its adult and realistic style. But it got little support from NBC or the viewers, and it was put on hiatus in the spring. Now it's back, and TV critic David Bianculli says this is the last chance to rally behind one of TV's finest hours.
It's almost funny. Homicide shows up in January 93, right after the Super Bowl, and is yanked by spring. The same month Homicide is pulled from the schedule on NBC, ABC announces that one of the shows that has made its schedule for fall is a new adult cop show called NYPD Blue. Come fall, and a lot of controversy, and NYPD Blue is the big dramatic hit of the season, applauded for its mature approach, its realistic feel, and its very interesting characters. ABC wins, NBC loses. Timing is everything. As much as I love NYPD Blue, and that's a lot, there's no question that Homicide is just as good and even more intense. It doesn't have David Caruso and Dennis Franz, but it does have Ned Beatty, Richard Belzer, Yaphet Kotto, and John Polito. And for tonight's second season premiere episode, it has a very special guest star, Robin Williams. Williams, who starred in Levinson's Good Morning Vietnam, plays a tourist. As the show opens, he and his wife and kids are taking in the local sights when they're attacked by some neighborhood toughs. After the opening credits, we learn that his wife was blown away while he stood and watched. The rest of the show has him filing a report, seeking justice, and, during the investigation that follows, getting to know the cops in Homicide. With Robin Williams as our guide, this episode of Homicide is almost like a second pilot, the perfect way to get to know these characters and this show. In one scene, Williams overhears one of the detectives, played by Daniel Baldwin, joking about the generic description of the suspects and the gun that the husband has given them.
Why is every civilian says the same thing about a robbery? Three nondescript yos with a hole in the end of the barrel the size of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I am telling you, I am going to rack up the overtime on this one.
This funny to you?
You'll be able to put news.
It's a big joke, huh?
Mr. Ellison.
I want him off this case, okay? I don't want him anywhere near my family.
Look, I'm sorry about your wife. I know this must be tough on you. But I'm the primary in this case. You don't have a choice here.
I want to make a complaint. I want to make a complaint to his superior. Which guy is his superior? Okay, I want to start with you. I want to start now.
But later, Baldwin is the one who brings Williams the mugshots, and who listens as the husband explodes with guilt and grief when he can't make a positive ID.
I can't say. Why, do you think it should be easy? Some sort of snap?
Take another look. Take your time.
It all happened so fast. Yeah, but I bet someone murdered your wife. You'd remember all the faces, wouldn't you? But I'm just an average guy. All I remember is the gun. I just stood there, staring at it. I just stood there and I watched him kill my wife. I didn't do anything. Yeah, but you would have done something, wouldn't you?
I'm not saying I would have done
anything. Oh, you're not saying anything, but you're thinking it, aren't you? I mean, hell,
it's a great episode, a great show, and for the next few weeks, NBC treats Homicide right and gives it a great time slot. 10 p.m. Thursdays, after Seinfeld and Frasier. If Homicide had been there in the first place, it would have gotten all the attention and acclaim that NYPD Blue has gotten, at least after the nudity issue died down and people started looking at that show. But right now, what's important is for Homicide to attract enough viewers to survive. Given the economics of network TV these days, it's rare enough that Homicide has been given a second chance. So tune in and support it, because the show won't get a third.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.